Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is John Riley with today's Daily Devotional. It's called A Snort of Indignation. Jesus gets mad at our pain, hurts, and losses. Here's the scripture. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. That's from John chapter 11, verse 33. The phrase, he was deeply moved, is a challenging phrase to translate. It comes from the Greek word, which I will not say because I can't read it to you properly. In English, it looks like enembristato. This word only appears in this passage in the scriptures, but it has counterparts that are very similar, which are translated as deeply moved or sternly warned, strictly instructed, groaning, murmured, or grumbled at. And some translations change deeply moved here in this passage to be very upset or terribly upset or angry, or that deep anger welled up within him. If you look at the online version of this, you can click to get taken to a list of all the English translations of this verse. Now, Strong's Concordance claims that the word enembristato comes from two root words, the beginning en or ene for engaged in, and the root word brimaimoi for to snort. And Strong suggests that this is to snort like an angry horse, or to snort or roar with rage, and specifically a rage that is indignant and then intends to sternly admonish. You and I can relate to these kinds of feelings if we think of a family weeping and mourning for a loved one that was killed by a drunk driver or by an invading army or cancer in their youth. We see their pain, and it riles up frustration and anger inside. Jesus, like us, is deeply moved. He sees the pain of sin and death, and he is mad. Sin and death taint God's good creation, and Jesus hates the fracturing of shalom. He hates sin and death so much that he went to and he endured the cross. He defeated death and sin for the Father's glory, and for our rescue. And take comfort in not only what he's done, but how he feels about it when we go through the hard things. I'm John Riley, the junior high pastor here at Emmanuel Faith, your partner in ministry.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.